Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast. I'm the host of the show, Brad Brewer, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. Where do we start? Like, hockey games are going, preseason's going. Do you want to start Canucks Flames? Or do you want to start...
I can't comment on that game. I only watched 4 minutes.
Four minutes. Of what? Why?
I sent you a text the day before, and I said, this game is going to be a shit show. The Canucks are only sending two NHL players. Calgary's dressing their whole top six. They're starting goalie and two of their top four D. So I kind of went exactly how I thought it would go.
Yeah, but Calgary's goals weren't even from their veterans. I mean, no, Huberto had two, I guess.
Seeloff's had a tough game.
I'm pretty sure I could have stopped more than him.
I mean...
But you know what? I will say this.
I saw the combined total defenseman games played. I think it was at 26. And total NHL games.
Your defense was god awful.
Like it was all rookies. Like there's not one NHL defenseman in the lineup. They better be put on a better lineup tomorrow against Edmonton.
Why would they even put out that bad of a lineup?
I don't know. I mean, they just wanted to see their kids, I guess, but like the only NHL players that maybe make that team is Hoglander, Rathbone.
Rathbone will be there. Maybe.
No, Rathbone won't make the team. No, he won't make the team. But I mean, Coronado looked pretty good. I mean, the Huberto. Okay, you were over exaggerating on your Huberto goal of the year last year.
It might have been the goal of the year last year.
Exaggeration, if I've ever seen one. Gee, maybe the goal of the year for him. He didn't have many last year.
Name me how many highlights did the Flames have last year?
Not many. That's what not I just many. Said.
So I don't think not I'm over exaggerating. I mean, they did
maybe
not.
Maybe the goal of the year for the Flames.
That's what I meant.
Okay, well, you didn't word it that way. You meant goal. You said goal of the year, like a total in the league.
No, I never said total in the league.
Word it a little better next year.
I said goal of the year, hashtag Flames. I said hashtag Flames. My God, how much more? Do I got to spell it out? Next time I'll be like, to clarify, Blake.
Okay, well, just checking.
You want to talk about Taylor Swift and her boyfriend like everybody else is doing? God.
They're not officially dating yet, so we can't put that label on it.
Why do we care?
They're just hanging out.
So why do we care?
Hey, don't be making fun of the Swifties.
Why is this in the news?
They're a very powerful group. They're a very powerful group.
I'm sure. Amongst NHL fans, I'm sure they're huge.
I'm not like a diehard Swiftie, but I do like her music. Yeah. I like her music. Old Taylor Swift, country Taylor Swift.
So, what were your thoughts on this Australia games?
I mean, they were on at what, like?
Midnight.
11 at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I caught half of the second game, or first game maybe. I think it was a shootout or something. Maybe that was the second game.
So was it just me or
it looked like a really cool atmosphere. Like it looked awesome. How do I explain this? It kind of had like a soccer atmosphere to it. Kind of.
So why
bit,
though?
I don't mind that.
Why did it seem like half of the arena was just freaking dark?
The lighting must have been, the lighting was pretty bad in there. It looked like garbage. When they showed the crowd, like they were into it. It was packed both games. Like it was, I think it was a big success for the NHL to go over there.
Sick. What for what? We're 100 years into this league and we're trying to grow it. Like, come on.
Yeah, I understand that part, but
100
I mean.
100 years? We haven't grown the game in 100 years. And all of a sudden in year 112, we're going to get, or 104, we're going to get somebody to be like, you know what? I really like this hockey.
Yeah, well, it's for the younger generation. That's what it's for. Because you're starting to see younger kids not play hockey anymore. You're starting to see that already in small towns in Canada. Nobody wants to play hockey anymore. When I was growing
it's
up,
it's every
dude,
sport.
When
it's not hockey. Listen. It's every sport. It's every sport.
But when I was growing up, we had initiation, novice, Adam, Peewee, Bantam, and a midget team in Beanfate, a town of 700 people. We had six teams. Now there's only one. Nobody wants to play hockey. Nobody's playing sports in general anymore. It's just, it's just a reality.
You know,
they'd rather sit at home. Not like they'd rather sit at home playing their video games. They would. When we were kids, man, we were playing street hockey till the street light came on, and that was it. That's just what we did. Now that you don't see any street hockey outside,
it's different generations, Blake. You know another reason I think that kids aren't playing sports? Because psychotic dads. Well, phones, yeah. But psychotic dads.
Yeah, the parents can sometimes ruin the experience for the kids, for sure.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. I mean, they don't get to go have fun anymore. They're going to be the pros,
thing.
Right?
The thing about the kids is, man, like nowadays you're on the ice like 5-6 times a week. Man, when I was a kid, it was practice Tuesday, practice Thursday, and you played games on the weekend.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep.
You don't need to be playing practicing at 6 a.m. Monday to Friday. Like, that's just like you're just going to burn a kid out. And he's just not going to love the game anymore.
My kid's final year of Bantam or Pee-wees, he practiced Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's stupid.
Yeah, like you're burnt out. Like, absolutely. How do you expect to have energy for a game? Like, it's ridiculous.
What do you think of the Minnesota Wild's new third jersey?
They should be making those their permanent jerseys. That should be jerseys. Their
permanent jersey, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's one of the best color combos in the league. It's the same thing with Vancouver. They should be making the skate jersey their permanent jerseys. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But the Sens, I like it. I've always liked it.
Sens finally gets sold for $950 million, wasn't it? Yeah. $950 million, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were worth like what, like 700 something, and they almost sold for $1 billion. It's like, holy fuck.
I know. It's crazy. All right. We got a busy episode. 20 questions. I fire 20 questions about this year's NHL season at Blake. He has no idea.
Do these have to be one word answers, or can they be explained?
No, we got to explain them. Okay. But 20 questions. He has no idea what the questions are. And then we'll go around the NHL, talk a little bit about the Canucks trade, Zegras offer, Stamkos' future, and Chillington missing in action in Calgary. All right, Blake, it's one of our favorite things we do every single year.
I like this episode. This is an episode where I don't have to prep anything. I just got to sit back and listen.
Okay, are you ready? Question number one.
Let's go. Let's do it.
How many points will Connor McDavid record in 23-24? Okay, wait 100. A second. You can't do that after every question. Nobody wants to hear that. You can't go for 30 seconds after I ask every question.
172.
No way.
He had, 150 last year?
There's no way he scores that. No way. No way. No way.
That's only what, like 1.3 points a game?
Well, 82. Well,
what's 82 divided by 170?
Let me get my calculator going. Divided by
182 divided by 170.
That's over 2 points a game.
Okay, that's a little crazy.
That's a little crazy. I'd say.
Okay, I'll go 155.
I was going to say 108.
108? No, he'd be way over 108.
So you're betting on him being 100% healthy again all year? He's going to have three healthy seasons in a row? That's
tough. He's only had one. He's out of his eight seasons, he only has had one.
Two. He was
one COVID year.
No, but he had time off during two seasons, though. I mean, multiple things. So I don't know. A guy that skates that fast, goes that hard to the net, I don't know.
Okay. I think you can get 150. I'll go 150 points.
Question number two. Who will be the rookie point leader?
Bedard.
I'm going to reveal mine.
68 points.
I'm going to reveal mine next week.
He's going to have 68 points.
Okay. The next.
I'm not going to go crazy and say he's going to get like 90. That's just not realistic.
No. The next two questions. The next two questions deal with fantasy hockey, and I know you play fantasy hockey. So, question number three. I want to know who your sleeper pick is.
Oh, that was going to be one of my questions to you.
Well, tough.
It actually is one.
Tough tooties. I beat you to it.
Tyler Bertuzzi.
I don't mind that at all, to be honest with you.
He's going to be playing with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner.
And I love the way he plays.
He's going to get so many points with them.
I love the way he plays.
He's going to get so much points.
Yeah. All right, well, number four is going to be who's the bust pick?
bust. Genny Malkin.
Why do you say that?
He's just been injured the last 3 years.
But do you think a lot of fantasy guys are putting a lot of stock in him this year?
Probably not, but, I mean, still a name.
How about JT Miller?
Oh, okay. What do you mean? You're trying to bait me now. I'm not falling for your shit.
Why?
The guy's going to play in one of the best power plays in the league this year. Like, what are we saying?
I will bet you money the Canucks power play doesn't land in the top 10.
It's been the top 10 the last 3 years, so how can you say that?
I'm going to.
They have one of the best power play quarterbacks. They have two of the best fucking half wall guys. Come on, what are you saying? Come on. You want to bet on that? You want to make a bet on that? That Vancouver has a top 10 power play this year?
We'll come up with something.
Okay.
Come up with something.
I still think you owe me a jersey from like 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things I know you owe me, so... All right, question number five. Who will record more points this year, Nathan MacKinnon, Matthew Tkachuk, or Kucherov?
Tkachuk.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think he's going to record the least of the three.
Tkachuk's good.
I'm not saying he's not good, but Canucks. Tkachuk is more than just a point guy, though. Like, that's not even what he was really known for, his points.
What do you mean? The last 2 years, he's at over 110.
Yeah, he's had two really good years, but can he continue that? I don't know. I mean, with his style, can he continue that?
There ain't no doubt him until he doesn't do it.
Okay. I think Nathan MacKinnon will have more points this year.
That's fair.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Question number six. Which NHL player will have a breakout season this year? And will make himself a household name in the league. I know this is a tough one. I had to really think about this one, and I'm not even sure what I would answer this one. I really don't. I don't know what I would answer this one.
I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head. Like, that's the only bad thing about this is I don't know the questions.
Well, that's the fun part about it, too, though, right?
You know who I think is going to have a really good year, but he's already like a household name. I think Taylor Hall is going to have a really good year.
Yeah, that would be, I don't want to say that would be.
I don't think that's a breakout. Wouldn't be a breakout because he's won a Hart Trophy, but I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah. That might be a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Number seven. Who will have a bounce back season?
Bounce back season. I'm trying to think of who had a bad year last year.
Austin Matthews.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he did.
To his standards,
it was a really bad year.
That's a good answer. Maybe like a guy like Logan Couture or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking like a Jacob Markstrom.
Yeah, Markstrom, that's another good one. He had a really bad year. But he's been, like, the last 4 years, his even years have been good. His odd years have been bad.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's been. Every other year, it's like flip-flops. Yeah. His last year in Vancouver was good. And then...
Struggled his first year in Calgary.
And then last year, 2 years ago, he had 10 shutouts. And
awesome.
And last year, it was bad. Yeah, so,
it was really bad.
I don't know.
Question number eight. What teams are you most excited to watch this year?
The Buffalo Sabres.
I would agree.
New Jersey Devils.
No, I would disagree.
Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, they'll be a fun team to watch.
LA Kings.
Yep, always fun. Me and you are definitely on the Kings bandwagon. I think the Arizona Coyotes might be surprisingly exciting.
No,
they will.
No, we said that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I do. I think
they're going to be a good team. Like, they're not going to make the playoffs, but like, be a good team.
I think Carolina is going to be a fun team to watch this year.
Well, they're always a fun team. It'd be very interesting to see what Pittsburgh does this year.
Yeah. You this know, what? I'm also interested to see a Detroit, too.
I don't know. We've been waiting for them to come. They haven't came.
I know. They've been the they're turning into a Buffalo. But it makes me wonder, though. Doesn't it make you wonder a little bit where that's going to go?
Yeah. I don't know.
Question number 9. Who will be the first coach fired?
I'm going to stick with the same answer I had last year. DJ Smith.
Could be. Why do I feel like why do I feel like there's going to be less coaches fired this year?
Well, I mean, there usually isn't any coaches fired till what, like American Thanksgiving?
Well, we can't count the one that's already been fired, I don't think, can we? Does this one get this bad clock? He didn't even get a game. Does that count? I mean, I don't think that counts, does it?
Hey, he didn't even get a game. Did you see his top 10 in wins with zero?
I'm interested to see what happens in Toronto if a slow start happens there.
They just gave him a 2-year deal.
I don't think they care in Toronto. I really don't think they care. I really don't. Like, it is literally make hay or be done this year.
What about Mike Sullivan's Mike Sullivan's a guy to keep an eye on if they get off to a slow start.
Woodcroft, is he on the hot seat a little bit?
I mean,
how many more seasons does he get?
He's only had 2. Not even 2.
No, he's had 3, I believe. He's had 3.
Didn't he take a This is his third year.
Yeah, so this will be
last year was his first full year.
No, it was.
Last year was his first full year. He took over when I was in Salmon Arm, dude. That was 2 years ago. Yeah. This is his second full season.
How many more kicks of the can does Edmonton have?
I mean, I don't know. It's like,
so if they get off to a rough start, is he on the hot seat?
Whoever won that Vegas Edmonton series is winning the cup. That's just the way it was. And they lost and Vegas won. Like, that's just tough sledding, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's got a pretty secure job. Only way he gets fired is if, like, they get swept in the first round or something.
What if they miss the playoffs? Which I think is highly doubtful. Highly doubtful.
No.
What player are you most excited to watch this season?
Well, I mean, the easy answer is Bedard. I mean, that's something.
You're going to laugh when you hear mine. You're going to laugh when you hear mine. You won't laugh. You'll be like, oh.
Honestly, like, I enjoy watching all the guys that grew up, like the old guys, like Crosby's and all Ovechkin's, and like I'm so attached to that older core because I grew up with them. So, like, the younger guys, that's more of the younger generation guys. Like, obviously, like Patterson, like, I like those guys, but like, I don't know. I like watching Crosby.
Super excited to watch Tim Stützle this year. I love watching him play. He's one of my favorites to watch.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Question number 11. The chase continues. How many goals will Ovechkin score this season?
Do you want to answer that? Because you said he's not going to break it like 4 years ago.
I don't think he will. I think he scores 32 goals this year.
Ovechkin is going to score 41 goals.
Okay. I say 32.
Ovechkin's going to have a 50-goal season, one more left in him.
Ho, that's a bold prediction.
Bold take, buddy.
Yeah.
Bold.
Should take, save that for next week.
Maybe it's happening this year. Stay tuned next week on the debate prediction show. Yeah,
well, no, next week's not predictions. It's 10 crazy predictions next week, and that would
be. I don't think that's crazy. That's not crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. All right, question number 12. How many players will be suspended when Team Canada scandal is finally announced, and when will it be announced? Or is Canada hockey just going to shuffle this under the rug?
Well, they can't. Nobody's with Hockey Canada that was a part of that, so there's no way they could sweep it under the rug.
Why is it taking so long?
Because they got all new people in there. They're trying to do this investigation properly, and they could take as much time as they want. If they get it right and it takes them another year, it is what it is. Like, they can't get this wrong, dude. There's too many people involved and too many big names in the NHL that were on that team. Like, if it comes out that it was like a Carter Hart, I'd be so sad.
I guarantee
I'd be so sad.
I would lay down large amount of money that his name is on it.
Because, like,
I will lay down a large amount of money.
He fired his psychologist coach. His last 2 years in the league have just been a spiral.
Since this came out in the press, he's been dog shit.
I don't know. I don't want to make allegations.
I'm not making allegations. I'm just saying I'd put money on it.
Yeah.
See. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. But you know what?
Yeah.
They've already, like, greased the wheel that it's NHL players.
Oh, yeah. And what do you think happens? What do you think happens?
What can they do?
I mean, you can't. What do you mean? The league can suspend them as much as they want. Yeah,
10 games? I don't know what they did. 10
games?
I don't know what they did.
They raped a girl.
Okay, well, then you know what will happen then? Criminal charges will be. No, criminal. You can't kick them out of the league. Because then you got to kick everybody that does something criminally wrong.
What do you suspend them for a year then?
No,
I don't know.
They're going to go to jail if it's rape. You won't have to do anything as a league, right?
I guess.
Because they won't be available to play.
Yeah.
You leave it up to the legal first. Because if you set a precedent and you determine their guilt and you suspend them, then
I'm not trusting the NHL player safety because they don't do dick all.
Well, they don't because the NHLPA is the one who dictates what happens. It's kind of like the NFL. Like, those guys there.
With domestic violence?
That's unreal. And nothing happens, right?
Yeah.
Major League Baseball's similar, maybe a little bit.
No, stricter. Major League Baseball cracks down 80 game suspension, 162.
They do crack down way more than
football. For the first time, it's 80 games. Well, NFL, like, I get it's like a smaller season, but like 4 games, like, what is that?
I know. It's embarrassing.
Honestly, it should be more than the NFL because there's less games.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you should get eight games instead of 4.
And it seems to happen more frequently in the NFL.
Like Deshaun Watson, like, we got like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. It's too bad. I'm just curious to see when this finally does come out. But all right, question number 13. Does Shane Wright in Seattle prove that he is for real, or does he prove he is a bust this season?
Well, for Seattle's sake, he better figure it out because, I mean, he had a good year in the AHL. He just never translated. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, it's a huge, huge step, AHL to NHL. Like,
did you say he was generational? No, you didn't.
I did not. Go back in the tapes. I did not say that.
I'm sorry. I slipped my memory. That was Lafreniere that you said was
generational. You said that. No, that was not me.
You said he was generational.
That was not me. You tried to tell me that Tyler Myers is a good signing for us, dude.
I think you had
what the hell happened with that?
You said that. You had too much schnapps in your Tim Hortons that night.
God.
Oh, here's a really good question. Here's a really, really good question. What is the best division in hockey?
Oh, it's the Atlantic Division. That's an easy one.
Okay.
You're going to have...
I'm not going to argue
with
you.
You're going to have Tampa Bay. You're going to have Boston. You're going to have Florida. You're going to have Toronto. You got up-and-coming Buffalo team. You got up-and-coming Detroit team. You got Ottawa in the mix. That's the best division. It's not even close.
Okay, so where does the Pacific fit in?
It's probably one of the worst. Bottom two.
See, I don't think so anymore. I look at the Metro. Well, the Metro, okay, you got, what, 3 really good teams in the Metro and some mediocre and not good teams.
Okay, you got 3. It's the same in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Mm. 3 good teams and 2 mediocre and 2 really bad.
I don't know. I think one of the mediocres this year is going to really step up. Whether that be Vancouver or Calgary or Seattle, one of those is really going to surprise. I do believe that.
I think Seattle is going to take a step back, but
I do too. Just me. I do too. If I had to put money on it, they'd be my step back.
Yeah.
Question number 15. Who is the best goalie in hockey currently?
Ilya Sorokin.
You like him better than Shesterkin?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
I like Sorokin a lot. He's he plays an unconventional game. Like, he just, because he's a different style. He's just like, kind of, he, you know who he reminds me of is Evgeny Nabokov.
Yeah.
But better, like a better version.
Nabokov was a great goalie for a lot of years.
Like, he just played that, like, hybrid kind of stand up. Like, he just, I don't know, man.
Like that Eddie Belfour style.
Yeah.
The kind of the,
I like Sorokin a
butter,
lot.
A butterfly, but was super versatile and
my top three probably be Sorokin, Vasi, Shesterkin probably right now. That's what I would go.
All right. Number 16. What player on a new NHL team this season will have the biggest impact?
Oh, I'll stick with my Tyler Bertuzzi answer.
And that's, you know what, when I wrote this question, that was the guy that I had in my mind. I'm like, oh, geez, yeah. It's going to be Bertuzzi.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get first power play unit. They're going to move they move Nylander back to center, which is kind of interesting. I mean,
do you think that's a good decision?
I mean, look at the teams that Toronto was lost to in the playoffs. How did they lose? It's three centers down the middle. Now you got Matthews, Tavares, Nylander down the middle. That maybe that's the road to go. I don't know.
If you can play, if you can find a good,
like,
winger.
Look at Stamkos, Point, Cirelli down the middle. That's,
yeah, but
that's how you win. You win down the middle.
Yeah,
I see their logic in a move like that. But
I do too.
It makes sense. You can always put him back to the wing. You can't put a winger and make him a center, but you can always put a center on the wing. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Question number 17. Will Patrick Kane play in the NHL this season, and if so, with who?
He will play. I think he's going to sign with the Buffalo Sabres. Hometown kid.
I don't. I really
going
don't.
Back home.
I don't think that'll happen.
What do you think?
I don't.
He loves the cab drivers over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a feeling they love him too. I think he might have burned enough bridges in that town. I don't know. We'll see. Question number 18. What player will have the largest season of regression from last year?
Can I say Jonathan Huberdeau? I'm just kidding.
That would have been a correct answer last year.
Boy.
You're going to freak when you hear who I say.
Who had a really outstanding year?
Oh, I know this.
Do you think Leon Draisaitl can get, like, all those points?
Yeah, I do. I do. When I say who I think, you're going to be like, oh, hell yeah. You're right. Go to Vegas.
Okay, who is it?
Erik Karlsson. No way in hell. Okay,
that's an easy one.
No way in hell he does that.
He is playing with better players, though.
It's not going to happen again. You know who else I really think has a chance, though, that I think has a chance for a big regression? And I hope not, because I like watching him. But David Pastrnak, I don't know. Is with the way things are in Boston this year, I mean, I'm not talking like a Huberto drop, but it could be a substantial drop.
What, did he have 50 goals last year?
He had 113 points. Like, I could see him back at, like, 88, 89 point a game.
Yeah.
I could. I really could see that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad season, though.
No, but not at all. But that's still a big regression, right?
Yeah.
You know.
It's not quite Huberto going 115 to 65.
55. Get it right. 55.
Well, that's got to be the worst point drop in the league, no?
All time.
No, actually?
Yeah.
All time?
Yeah.
Remember when I asked you a month of the season if you're worried about? No.
I'm still not.
No, I'm not worried about him.
I'm still not.
Oh, that 8-year deal kicks in this year, buddy.
Not worried.
Okay,
well, be back.
I'll get a pulse check on you in November.
He'll have 82 points to end the season.
Okay,
that's where he'll
be. We'll see about that.
Question number 19: is Elias Lindholm and Michael Nylander still Flames and Leafs players at trade deadline?
Michael Nylander? William Nylander? Jesus Christ!
Diving back to my past.
I think Lindholm signs an extension. I think they're going to overpay to keep him. And I think Nylander walks for nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he's just going to chase money? He's so the player.
Nylander
that would do
wants
that.
10 mil.
Oh, they can't
give him 10 mil.
No.
Not a chance. No. You can give him 10 mil.
No.
But the Flames, you might have no choice to give Lindholm 10 mil.
You can't. No. They won't. They'll let him walk for that. They won't.
Oh, okay.
Nine.
You're going to let your number one center, who's 28, walk for nothing?
If he wants that much, he's not a game changer.
If Calgary's offering him 9 mil and he asked for 10, just give him the 10 mil.
No, you don't do that. That's how you get yourself. That's the Canucks way of doing things.
Okay, but dude, you're in a market where, like, you're going to have to overpay players to stay in Canada. That's how it always is.
So you give him
that's
nine.
How it always has been.
Nobody else is going to give him 9.
Who's going to be your number one center? You going to go into a full rebuild?
No, God, no. We have a ton of good players.
Okay, but if you, name me a team with good players, a ton of good players that doesn't have a number one center that's a good team. Name me one team.
That's still not a license to overpay. That's still not a license to overpay.
You offer Johnny Lindholm is worth more money than Johnny Gaudreau. Is that crazy to say? Am I absolutely taking crazy pills for that?
I think you're crazy on that, yeah. And I'm a guy that criticizes.
He's a number one center. He's a better defensive player.
Oh, he's way better defensively. Defense. Absolutely. But
he can score you 40 goals.
I'm sorry. Like, I hate to say this, though, Blake. We're living in a league, and I would pay for intangibles because I think that's really important. But you don't mean. You don't pay for that.
You can let him walk and spread out that money all you want, but you still don't win without a number one center. It's just plain and simple.
I don't know that you win with him. I'm just saying that. I mean, I think you don't go over 9.5.
Well, okay. So you're gonna let him walk over 500,000? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna let Lindholm walk for nothing, you're basically telling your fan base that we're going into a rebuild.
No, you're not going into a rebuild. You can't. There's rebuilds are a thing of the past nowadays. When you have guys
signed or a retool, whatever you want to call
so
it.
So you're going into a retool. Okay. You can't overpay for 8 years. You can't tie yourself to a fence post for eight years.
What if it's 10 years? Or sorry, what if it's 6 years, 60 mil?
No. 6 years or five years, 50.
No, 6 years.
I'm not going
mil,
6 years.
10 mil a year.
Not doing that. I don't want him that long.
Well, he's worth 9 to 10 mil. That's what guys are getting at this rate.
We'll see.
Like how much is Pedersen going to get? We're not going down that road because the media is pissing me off already about it.
It's going to be a lot more than Lindholm will get.
He's going to get 11 mil probably.
Probably more.
Yeah. And I give him a blank check because they have no choice.
Question number 20. Is anything short of a Stanley Cup a failure for the Edmonton Oilers or the Toronto Maple Leafs?
No, for the Leafs, no, because the Oilers have got to the conference final twice in the last 4 years. So they've been closer to getting over that hump.
Yeah, but
Toronto just won their first round in 18 years. The core is definitely running out of time, but for the Oilers, it's for sure cup or bust. Yeah. That has to be. The Oilers are banking on Skinner to grow and develop more, and you got to expect Campbell to have a bounce back year. Like, you have to expect that, right?
We'll see.
Campbell's going to start game one for them.
I know. He should.
He's gonna start game one. You paid him $5 million to be your starting goalie. They're gonna give him every opportunity.
What if he allows five?
Then
I'm just saying, there's as good a chance he does as he doesn't.
Well, they play the Canucks and they lit him up last year. Well, there was 3 goals on 9 shots.
So then
the Canucks blew the game and lost 5-3.
So you're telling me to bet the over that night because it'll probably be 9-5.
Yeah, probably.
With the way the Canucks defense is, it'll be 9 for
okay,
Edmonton. And
stop.
just a train wreck. Just guys just turning wrong ways. And holy, it's a train wreck. We're going to talk about that next week. So, all right, time to go around the National Hockey League. All right, Vancouver Canucks seem to be the topic of the night, and they had a trade this week. As Vancouver acquired Casey DeSmith from Montreal for Tanner Pearson and a third-round pick in 2025. Talk to me.
Yeah, it's a win-win for both teams. I mean, it's Tanner Pearson had a frustrating year last year. He had like 7 hand surgeries and
got totally screwed over by the Vancouver Canucks.
It was a shit show from the start with him. So good on Vancouver for giving him a fresh start and having a chance to play a role with another team, because he probably was going to be put on waivers or sent down to the AHL in Vancouver. So they do Tanner Pearson right after kind of screwing him over last year, and Vancouver gets back a serviceable backup that they haven't had since they've had Yaroslav Halak. And
what happens to Spencer Martin?
Spencer Martin will. I don't even know what they have. 7 goalies under contract right now. 7. So, like, they just brought in that Sochenko this summer. Like your tandem in the AHL is going to be Demko to Smith, and then the AHL you're going to have Spencer Martin. You're going to have Artur Sivlos.
They were talking. Time out. They were talking today on Daily Faceoff, and it doesn't sound like Spencer Martin. They like that Vancouver wants him down there. They want.
They were talking about having a third goalie with Vancouver, to practice and stuff.
Oh, so then they're going to have to roster him then, huh?
So I don't know what they're going to do. Like it's the biggest thing with Vancouver was that Demko has been hurt the last 2 years, and they didn't have anybody. They didn't have a serviceable backup to back up. So, if heaven forbid Demko does get hurt, DeSmith's a capable guy to come in and play and give you a chance to win. Right? They haven't had that in a long time. They haven't had it in a while. So, does it suck giving up a third round pick for Montreal to eat salary? Sure, but I mean that's just the cost of not Montreal helping out Vancouver, because they would have been over the cap. Yep. So. That's the price, Dee, $2.5 million, and I think it's a good trade for both teams.
So you think the dilemma in Calgary on Lindholm is up against the wall? How about Zegras in Anaheim? As the Ducks have $16.6 million in cap space, 22 players under contract for the upcoming season, and Pat Verbeek offers them a low ball deal. It was reported that they offered him a $3 to $4 million deal.
Okay, they can do that. He's an RFA. Lindholm's a UFA.
Totally different situation. I'm not comparing it, Blake.
You can play hardball with RFAs.
I'm not complaining.
What's the worst case scenario? They're going to get Montreal is going to help out Carolina and offshoot Aho, and it's done for you?
No, here's the deal. Here's what it's going to do. It's going to piss Zegras off, and he's going to play out one more year and tell you to kick rocks.
Maybe.
That's what it's going to do.
You can play. They always play hardball with RFAs. That's always how it's been.
Yeah, but you can't play hardball to that point.
Yeah, but
that's an insult. Excessive. That's an insult. Not the hardball is different than an insult.
But how much is Zegras worth? 6?
Yeah, that's a far cry from 3. So if they said 4.5 or 5, I could say, okay, you're in the range then, right? And you meet it in the middle.
I don't think he's worth like 8-9 million.
No, I don't either. I don't either. But he's worth more than. Would you give more than 4 to come to Vancouver?
Yeah, I'd give him probably 6.
There you go.
Half.
There you go. So then offer him 5. Play hardball with him there. Don't offer him 3 and insult him. Because now he's going to be like, pack your bags, honey. After this season's over, we aren't staying here. They don't have my back.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
He's dating all Dixie D'Amelio, too. You saw that? You know, you probably don't know who that is.
I don't have any idea who that is.
And you're very old. I forgot.
Think I want to know who that is. Shane Pinto deal still not happening. I know Ottawa is looking to trade someone to free cap space up to sign him to an appropriate contract.
Let me look here. Let me look at I was going to look at that today.
Look at what?
Their contracts.
Their contract,
like
their cap space.
Yeah, like who they could trade. Like,
well, I
Well, you would the prime the guy you would try to trade is Artem Zub.
Yeah, but no one's taken that.
I mean, there's not anybody on this roster that I would trade. Well, maybe Matt Joseph 2.9, Dominik Kubalik 2.5.
Who's other taking than that?
Like, nobody's touching Giroux at 6.5.
Huh? Oh, who's taking Kubalik? Well, who can afford to take that?
I love all these contracts. Like Stutzel at 8.3. You got Tkachuk for another 5 at 8.2. You got Bathurst for another 4 at 4.9. You got Shabbat at 8 mil for the next 8 years.
I'm sorry.
You got Chikrin 2 more years at 4.6.
I think he's an integral part of this Ottawa Senators future. I do. I really do.
They got Josh Norris at 7.9 too. What a deal that is.
Well, we'll see.
He's been hurt though, so we'll see. I love their goaltending. Like, I like Ottawa on paper.
I like them
their back end is young. Their back end is young. You got Bedard, Docker. You got Sanderson. You got Brännström, Chychrun. You got Shabbat. I like Korpisalo. I like the addition of Korpisalo. But they're in the best division in the league, so we'll see what happens.
Be interesting. Steven Stamkos got brushed off by the Tampa Bay Lightning this week, and there's an underlying belief around them that Tampa wouldn't be crushed if Stamkos left.
Yeah, you just don't piss people like that off. Like, that guy's a...
It surprised me. It really did.
I can't imagine him in another uniform. Like, he's been that
I don't type of guy. Want to imagine him in another uniform.
It's like Jonathan Toews. Like, I do not want to see that guy play for another team.
I don't either. I want him to just retire.
So, it's like guys like that, like that's the generation I'm talking about. The Crosbys, the Stamkos, the Toews, like all those guys have played their whole career for one team and just been loyal as shit, and that's how they get treated.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's tough.
It's a crazy situation in Calgary. Oliver Shillington was originally supposed to be playing this year. We reported that everything was good, everything was taken care of that caused him to lose last year's season. Reports to training camp and doesn't make it out of medical clearance. Lots of speculation, lots of thoughts. I have no idea, but at this point, I think you cut ties and get your cap space back, right?
Well, how much is he making?
Two something. They signed him to a two-year deal, and they haven't been able to use him once.
What's the issue?
They stated personal reasons. I don't understand why everything's so top secret anymore. I don't understand. I could see it being top secret for a year, and if you don't get your stuff figured out, then it's hard to be top secret anymore. But I guess we'll see what happens there. But you know what? It is time to fast forward into three questions.
It's time for three questions.
Blake, it's your turn this week. Fire three at me.
What was your honest thoughts on the Heritage Classic jerseys?
I don't mind the Flames one. I know I have some Flames fans, some Flames friends that absolutely hate it. I don't hate it. I don't know that I love it. I think Edmonton's is god-awful.
Edmonton's is different for sure.
Well, it's the different. Brown pants and stuff look bad.
I don't think it's awful. It's different.
The jersey, though, is not
a good look. Calgary's jerseys would be so much better if they had a yellow stripe at the bottom of their jerseys.
Yep. I would
That's
agree.
All it's missing. That's all it's missing is a yellow stripe at the bottom and on the arms. If it has a yellow stripe on the bottom and on the arms, it's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but that oil.
The logo, there's orange. There's yellow in the logo.
Yeah.
Like, why did you not have yellow on the arms and on the bottom?
I like the red helmets with the white jerseys. I like that. The oil drop is god-awful, though, in Edmonton. That's awful.
Yeah, it could have been a lot better, but, I mean.
The Heritage ones always usually suck.
Okay, well, since you stole one of my questions, I don't know what to ask you. So, who's your biggest sleeper this year? If you have another guy,
I penciled Bertuzzi as a big one. I don't know. That's one guy that really stood out to me. I can't even think of another one right off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm going Bertuzzi, too. Yeah. That's what I'm going with. What would you do if you were Kevin Cheveldayoff with the Winnipeg Jets and the situation with Connor Hellebuck and Mark Scheifele? Two pending UFAs.
I'd give them my offer, and if they said no, I would trade them.
Really?
What choice do you have?
I think you have there. I think there is no choice.
You give them your top dollar.
You ride out this season.
You ride out the season and lose them for nothing?
I mean, what you just traded Dubois for? Well, okay, I'll look at it this way. You just traded Dubois for a pile of stuff.
Good players.
You should be doing the same.
Sure, if you can. But you got to offer him a deal.
I would trade Hellebuck and I would trade Shifley. That may sound crazy.
It might be the best thing for the Jets, especially Shifley. And the thing is, I don't think your return would be.
You would get a lot for Shifley. You think so? A lot.
I don't know.
He's 28 years old. He's in the prime of his career.
So maybe you trade. Maybe you Calgary trade lets
Shifley and you keep Hellebuck.
Maybe Calgary lets Lindholm walk and they sign Shifley.
I would rather have Lindholm than Shifley.
I don't know. I'd rather. I don't know.
You what? Excuse me.
I don't know. I don't mind Shifley.
Answer that with a straight face, please.
I would not mind if Shifley was on my favorite team. Would not mind.
Okay, but would you take Lindholm right now and trade one for Shifley? You are not doing that trade. You are lying to me right now. You're lying to me.
Thinking about it.
It's not even a question. Lindholm is a way better player.
I don't know. Okay. I think Shifley's gone, and I think Connor Hellebuck resigns, and I know that I'm way out of the majority who feel that way. I'm way out of the majority who feel that way. But I just, my gut tells me, I think the league has taken an approach where they're not going to pay goalies crazy amounts anymore, and I think Winnipeg is probably the only team that will give him a crazy amount.
Like, what did I just say 10 minutes ago? Canadian markets are going to have to overplay to keep players. It's just what it is. Vancouver had to overpay JT Miller a little bit, right?
And they overpaid Tyler Myers, too. Okay. Was that question two or three?
Three.
That was three. Okay, listener question. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Which PTO is most likely to sign an NHL contract? Is it Josh Bailey?
Can you give me a list, please?
I'm giving them to you. Listen to me. Okay. Josh Bailey in Ottawa, Brandon Sutter in Edmonton, Nick Ritchie in St. Louis, Danton Heinen in Boston, Zach Cassian in Anaheim, Austin Watson in Tampa Bay, Colin White in Pittsburgh, Sam Gagne in Edmonton, Zach Aston Reese in Carolina, Joel Kiviranta in Colorado.
I think Zach Aston-Reese is going to play a perfect style for Carolina.
Yeah. I don't know if they have room, though.
But
Josh Bailey.
Who is the first two they said? Josh Bailey and who?
Brandon Sutter in Edmonton. He doesn't get signed, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. And if St. Louis signs Nick Ritchie, they are drunk.
well, Zach attack Cassian coming back, maybe.
You know who it is, probably? It's probably going to be Colin White. That's probably who it's going to be. I like Josh Bailey or Colin White.
I like, what's his name? The guy that used to play in Dallas.
It starts with a K.
What's his name?
Kiviranta.
That's the guy that scored all his big goals in the playoffs in 2020.
Yeah, you're right. It is. God, he scored.
He scored a hat trick against Calgary. He did. Game six.
Yeah, we should have broke his wrist.
Yeah. Okay, calm down.
Maybe we should have signed him.
Yeah, Calgary killer.
He was. Ugh. All right, time to get out of here. Next week's show, yeah, it's another yearly show that we look forward to every single year, probably our fifth year doing it, and it's the 10 Crazy Predictions Show. Blake and I have both come up with 10 crazy-ass predictions for this hockey season. We'll talk about them, we'll explain them, we'll try to justify them, and we'll probably do a little bit more laughing on that show than we do on any other night. When are we doing the show? It's in the Shuffle Bank just a couple days. My daughter's in the State Golf Championship next week. man. As an eighth grader, which is...
You're on the bag?
Crazy. No, you can't.
What?
No, you can't. But...
no caddies?
No, they're on their own. You can watch. You get to stand at a distance. She's an eighth grader. First year on the team, she went right from JV right up to varsity.
Well,
playing top five.
I know you didn't. I know she didn't learn from you.
She's learning from the old man.
Okay. Hopefully. I think Charles is good at golf.
She's adequate. She's not good.
Okay.
I can't claim myself as good, but I have my moments, right? I have my moments.
Everybody has their moments. The shot that keeps them coming back.
So we are doing a show next week, but it is going to be Thursday, October 5th, 9 o'clock, live. Facebook, all the things, debatehockey.com. It's on there. It's going to be a good one. Monday nights, we will be back to them normally the following week with the prediction show. And that is part of the most highly anticipated show. Lots coming from the Debate Hockey Podcast. Enjoy the preseasons. Pray for no injuries for your team and no off-ice
pray for, pray for a regular lineup tomorrow against Edmonton. Jesus.
Oh, man. All right. All right, friends. We are back next Thursday night. Enjoy this week's hockey action. Next week's going to be a crazy show. Going to be a crazy one. More great hockey talk every single week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Hockey fans, that was another great episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with Brad Berut and Blake Friars. Keep it locked on debatehockey.com for podcast updates. Subscribe on all the major podcast players and never miss an episode. Controversial NHL hockey talk every week, presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.